gives no indication for the townsmen to decide. So the village dreadful yawns, pronouncing gross diversion as the label for the dog. Oh, it's the madness in his eyes as he breaks the night's cry. It's really me. Reaching down to me. Oh, the nightmares came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas, 101.5 UMFM.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you guys headphones okay?
I think so.
Yeah, you can hear? Okay.
Yeah. I can hear.
I played with a bunch of settings, so everything's kind of wonky here. But welcome. welcome.
Yes.
Welcome.
So we kicked off the show in grandiose fashion with...
With some Bowie.
So if you're not, you know, anywhere near anything internet-wise, you're completely unaware that there's a Bowie documentary that I believe is out of theaters this week.
Yeah.
I think we maybe saw it Tuesday, which might have been the last day.
I thought it was till the 25th.
Is it?
Could be mistaken.
Oh. But it's this week and after this week. Tough titties, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We saw it on Tuesday.
Yes.
All I gotta say is, oh my God, go.
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad, Hunter, that you didn't come with us. But at the same time, I think you would have shut down after about 10 minutes. It wasn't a typical documentary.
No, it's visually amazing. It's loud. It's
so
gorgeous.
Loud.
It's just...
It was surrounding you. I think we both said it. It was like a love letter to David Bowie. It was like... And I thought about it after. I don't think you could have done a linear, normal documentary about David Bowie and done him justice.
No. Mm-hmm.
You really couldn't have. Because Bowie was never really linear, you know?
No.
He was all over the place.
Yeah.
But very insightful still. Like, I learned things about Bowie I didn't know or wasn't really fully aware of.
Yeah.
I have a huge love of Bowie. I've had a huge love of Bowie for years. So sometimes...
Love Bowie.
Right? You don't need that negativity in your life.
No, you don't.
Even Hunter loves Bowie. There we go. Turn Hunter's mic up.
Yeah,
there you
hello.
Go.
Oh, I can hear myself
better.
Now.
Sorry.
Hi.
Anyway, it was fantastic.
It was great.
Yeah,
you enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it was... I don't want to... There's so much I can say about it and so much that's been, like, running through my head for the last 2 or 3 days about it. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine and I was like, you know, I never... thought I could relate to David Bowie on a personal level because he's freaking David Bowie.
Right?
Yeah.
He's the resident alien. Like, who can relate to that man? I have nothing parallel or in common life-wise with that.
Yeah.
But watching that documentary, I was like, son of a gun, I have a lot in common with David Bowie. And I'm not just saying it's like, oh my God, I love him, but there were parallels in his life and things that happened in his life at certain times, and I was like, he's on the same journey as all of us.
Yeah.
He just did it in such extraordinary fashion. Yeah. Another thing. No, I could go on, but
another thing.
One more thing I noticed. He was so positive.
Yes.
Like, interviews, and even I remember reading interviews, books about him before this, where it was constantly talking about his love of life.
Yeah.
Like, he embraced life. He, you know, you may debate, you know, considering what he did to himself over the years, and maybe not, but he always put forth this message of savoring those moments and living them to the fullest. And I think that's a great lesson. If that's the only thing you get out of that documentary,
loud.
Oh, yeah.
Holy Hannah.
Loud.
I had a friend on Instagram warn me that it was loud, and I was like, what the hell is he talking? I've never been in a movie that loud.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, it was IMAX.
Yeah.
Could feel my pants shaking.
You're not even yourself, your pants.
My pants. Like, you saw a concert this summer. You saw Teenage Head.
Yeah.
Did you get close enough to the speakers where the sound, like the vibration from the sound was moving your clothing?
I don't know, but it was pretty loud.
Yeah. That's what I got in the theater. But anyway, if you can... Go check it out.
Go check it out.
Yeah. If you can't, if you don't have time and you're a Bowie fan, I urge you to check out the soundtrack to the movie.
Yeah, the soundtrack seems to be very great.
So good. So those three songs we played off the hop were live versions of songs that the documentary opened with.
Yeah.
Live performances that I've never seen.
Yeah.
Of Wild Eyed Boy from Free Cloud, a little version of All the Young Dudes, and Oh, You Pretty Things.
Yes.
So definitely the moral of the story here.
Check it out.
Bowie's amazing.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's so good. So good. My DMs are open to discuss because I spent all day discussing with a coworker. So. Yeah. It's kind of funny, but I love Bowie. I have a tattoo for Bowie.
Yeah.
Bowie.
You do.
I do. It's very bizarre.
Yeah.
Anyway, how are you guys?
I'm great.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm doing good.
Doing all right?
Yeah.
We got an interesting show planned. Hunter was like, what's the theme? And we're like,
No, those are the best ones.
Those are the best ones. I actually did most of it.
Yeah, you sent the list to me.
Oh my gosh.
I looked at it. Okay, I'm like, okay, I'll load a couple songs. I'll load some songs on.
Yeah.
Usually Daniel does like
I
all
know.
Of it.
Go back on.
It's wow.
Like, done.
90% of it is done. I throw two songs on there and that's it.
Now you know how I feel. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Oh, sweet.
Oh.
Slap
sweet.
It on.
I'll just add one song so I can say I added something.
No. No, it was just I kept getting a lot of... I was like, oh, I'll start a set list and got a lot of good stuff. So we went with it.
Yeah.
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 I guess we should get into it, eh?
Let's get into the show.
Go.
Yeah, let's get into the show. So the Bowie ends there.
Yeah.
We're going on this journey. This journey is starting with a group called Final Solution.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple track called...
I Don't Care.
I Don't Care.
I don't care. But maybe I do a little bit.
But maybe I do, but...
Just a little.
Just a little bit.
Maybe.
Oh, with nobody but you, baby. Nobody but you, babe. I'm doing my good thing. Well, no one but you, baby. Oh, I'm doing my thing. Well, nobody but you, babe. Nobody but you. Nobody but you. Don't listen to lots of baby. Don't listen to him say.
Don't miss Emo Heartthrob Citizen as they bring their Glass World Tour to the Park Theater on Tuesday, October 18th with a stellar four-band bill. Citizen have always eluded definition. The Toledo-based three-piece have been making dynamic, wide-ranging guitar music for 10-plus years, challenging expectations with each new album and refusing to fit neatly in a box. On their latest Life in Your Glass World, Citizen have crafted their most singular work to date on their terms, proving that only the band themselves can define their identity. Don't miss Citizen with special guests Prince Daddy and the Hyena, Military Gun, and Restraining Order at the Park Theater on October 18th. Great tickets are available starting at $30 plus fees through f7entertainment.com. Citizen's Glass World Tour, brought to you by F7 Entertainment and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Welcome back, punks in parkas.
Hi. 5.
UMFM.
Yes.
Oh, everybody seems so quiet.
Hi.
Do you keep putting like me on the wrong mic, or am I on the
right mic? No. I pushed the volume down, and now I'm adjusting. But welcome back.
Welcome back.
Punks in parkas, 101.5 UMFM.
I'm Captain Dan.
We got Hunter Does Stuff.
Hello.
And that's Penny
me.
Lane.
Hi.
Penny Lane.
So let's go over what we played here. Started off with The Final Solution doing I Don't Care. After that was Mayor Hawthorne with The Ills. Little Dusty Springfield with Little by Little. Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band in Express Yourself.
Express Yourself.
And finished it off with Clarence Reed.
Nobody but you, babe.
Yeah, so we opened up the show talking a little bit about the Bowie documentary, so I'm going to urge you still to go check it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should have checked during the commercial break, or the music break, sorry, if it was still playing, but we didn't.
No, we didn't, because we don't do that kind of thing.
Yeah, we also hear faces in our phones, but not doing what we should be. It's fine. Yeah, so if it's still playing, I urge you to go check it out. It's fantastic. So, fall is here.
Yes, fall is here.
It's today is the first day of the autumnal season.
Yeah, actually, it is right now.
It is right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Welcome
like
to fall.
At 9:03, and so, it's 9:29 right now. So.
It's been fall for the whole, like, 19, 18 minutes.
Oh my gosh, it's been fall.
I had
holy
my first
cow.
Pumpkin spice latte, and probably my last.
I don't do the pumpkin
yeah,
spice.
Yeah, you know, I have one a year, and I'm like, this is all right, and then I just, no. No. I like pumpkin pie eating things.
Yeah, pumpkin pie is...
Like, it's something to be chewed.
Yeah.
And I don't want to chew my coffee.
No one wants to chew coffee.
Nobody wants to chew coffee. But that means that certain things are happening in the city.
Yes.
First this weekend, Nuit Blanche.
Yes.
So if nobody is familiar with this, it is a citywide art event.
Yeah.
Where various spots downtown will have art installations. Areas tend to stay open later. You know, if you're familiar with the First Friday,
yeah,
where it's a lot of people just out enjoying, businesses stay open a little bit late. Kind of same thing. A lot of businesses stay open, but it's technically a art thing.
Yeah. A lot of light installations
and stuff like
light.
That.
Yeah. And it also kicks off, I think, Manitoba Cultural Days, I believe.
Oh, yes, that's right. Those two do coincide.
Yeah.
So if you are wondering where to hit for Nuit Blanche, go to the website.
Yep.
There's always the tried and true places.
The Exchange,
the Forks are always big draws. A couple years ago, I guess? We went to the art gallery.
Yeah.
They always tend to have something because it's an art event.
Yeah.
But That was fun. We went and they had a DeLorean.
Yes, they had a lot of retro video games.
Yeah, they had like...
It was really cool.
A bunch of arcade machines.
And you were able to walk through parts of the...
And I sucked at it.
Yeah, well. But you were good at Mappy.
Yeah, Mappy's cool.
But you were able to go through the gallery for free. And if you're like me and you don't go to the art gallery enough, when you should, definitely go. Check out Nuit Blanche. It's a lot of fun. A lot of the stuff is free. So you can kind of go, check it out, and, you know, enjoy some art. So again, going on this Saturday. Also, like, we're getting to fall, so we're getting to, like, Halloween. Which means Halloween events are going on.
Yeah, Boo at the Zoo kicks off on the 7th.
That's right. Halloween-y. I was going with this.
And it's not even October.
I know, it's spooky season. We don't even just call it Halloween.
Bro,
it's spooky season.
Earlier, I heard someone, there was like something about Christmas, and I'm like, bro, it's September.
We saw Christmas decorations at Wally World.
It's September. Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's not even like October or past, it's not even past Halloween, which is usually when all the Christmas crap comes out.
For me, it's like September. After Remembrance Day. I try to, you know, because Christmas is such a joyous occasion. I'm like, Remembrance Day, in my mind, should always be, should take center stage as a day to reflect. So I tend to be like, I don't like to get into the Christmas until after. How are we even talking about Remembrance Day? Like, how fast has this year flown by?
This year is flying.
I think maybe because it's the first year in about 2 or 3 where we can actually do things and go places and have a social life again. So that always kind of changes things. But anyway, Boo at the Zoo is going on. If you're interested, I don't even know if it's sold out anymore, but the Park Theater is doing in November, a little bit past, I think November 7th is the date, they're doing a Rocky Horror Picture Show party. So definitely get your tickets. The first showing is sold out. But I believe they were putting on a second showing.
Yeah, I think there was 2 showings.
I think there was. But I don't know if the second one has been sold out or not.
I'm still looking at that David Bowie
thing. I was going to say, you're totally like, phew.
What I read about the David Bowie thing is tomorrow is the last day in IMAX.
Oh, so they may be doing it just...
It may be theatrical.
Ah.
I can't find an end date for that, but... Yeah.
I would recommend IMAX because of the way it's filmed. It's
amazing to see it that way.
Yeah, because it's all-encompassing, hey? Like, wraps you in. And some of the artistic choices are very...
They're very IMAX needed.
It's just a visual, a visual explosion. But yeah, so check it out if you get a chance.
Yeah,
highly. Even if you're just a little bit interested in Bowie.
Yeah, go check it out.
Yeah, you'll learn something. Yeah. So we got some crazy good news.
Oh, yeah. What did we do last weekend?
Oh, you know, we were kind of bored. We went to Winners.
Yeah.
Because you wanted a sweater.
Yep.
Sweater. We went to the mall.
Yeah.
And, you went to the mall.
Oh, my God. Went to the mall.
Oh, my God. The mall.
Probably went for lunch. Got some groceries and bought a house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We bought a house. Did we mention that at all yet?
No, we did not.
So now
well,
the
we bought
world
a house.
Knows. Yeah, we... Yeah. We are homeowners.
Oh, everything's officially. Do you have no more I's to dot and T's to dash?
Well, there's a few
things.
Well,
there's still all that stuff to do.
Okay,
but
then.
But it's officially,
approved
and gotten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's officially a go-ahead.
It's a go-ahead. So now, the panic. I don't know if you've noticed how much I've been like, because it's a big change. Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
We were discussing property taxes today. You should have seen me at home. I was like, all these adulty things I've never had to deal. And then it dawned on me as we were driving. Our Hunter's never lived in a house.
Yeah.
No.
You've been in houses.
I've been in houses.
You've never lived in one. Yep. So, yeah.
Nope.
We bought a house, babe.
Have not. Yay.
Hey.
I'm excited. These two are kind of like.
I'm excited. I am excited, but I'm also like. You should have seen me when we were first moving in together. It's a good thing we didn't live together because it's panic mode. I was like, oh my God, there's so much to do. I was planning to stay in that apartment for until I was old enough to move into a retirement home. That was my plan. I was like, there's nothing wrong with this apartment. I'm close to everything. There's enough room for me and Hunter. He's got a nice big room. I'm fine. When I hit 65, I'll go to the tower across the street because that's 65 plus. I'm set. Then I met you.
And I had a cat.
You had such a cute cat.
Oh, he
so we had
so
to find
good,
a place
Larry.
That was pet friendly.
But I think, too, that place would have been too small for the three of us.
Yeah.
But we did. We had to find a place that was cat friendly.
Yeah.
And we did.
We found a great, beautiful apartment, which is now up for the takers.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you've been on Instagram and you've seen our modern, beautiful, I'm going to miss this place.
Yeah. And you want that view, you know.
The view is great.
The view is amazing.
Seriously, though, we've got floor-to-ceiling windows. We've got a 34-foot personal terrace, like balcony thing. It's modern, concrete floors, brick
concrete walls.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
If you're into the modern thing. So if you want it, get in touch.
Yeah.
Or if you know somebody who's looking for a two-bedroom downtown, ours is going to be up for rent. But exciting news. So we're going to be a little bit preoccupied until November.
Yes.
With a move.
Yeah.
But it's exciting. You got anything else? Oh, the record sale's coming up.
Yeah, in a couple weeks.
Like a couple weeks, yeah. Yep. Next 2 weeks, we see Ringo.
Yeah.
At the Canada Life Center.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to call it the MTS Center. It's forever going to be the phone booth.
Yeah.
It's forever going to be the MTS.
It's funny, you were talking about Canada Life Center, and I was looking at you like, what? And I was like, oh, that's a phone booth, right? Yeah. And you're like, yes, that's
the phone booth.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm like, okay. So that's coming up.
Yeah.
And then I think a week or two after that is the record sale.
Yeah.
So that's going on at the Kubota Center, which is on Wilkes Avenue.
Yes.
They're having the pre-entry thing at 8 or 9?
Do you think it was I know it was at 9 last time.
Yeah. I can't remember what the poster said. But if you're interested, you pay like $30 and you can get in before the crowds.
Yeah.
So you get first, you know, if you're a collector. Or you're the type of person that's like, I just want to find all the good, cheap records. It's a great thing to do, but meh.
We'll be there. Marty,
we'll be there.
Marty will be there.
Marty's going to be there. A lot of people I know are popping up with tables, so it'll be fun.
It will be fun.
Come buy our stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to move it.
No.
So price to clear at this point. All prices are negotiable.
Yeah, we got cassettes, we got CDs, we got vinyl.
Yeah, we got some pretty average stuff. We got some rare stuff.
Yeah.
Like a couple of rare CDs, which I know sounds weird, but when we checked them out, we're like, oh, crap, this is a little on the rare side.
So anyway, James Last, unfortunately, so.
Well, I haven't gone through my record collection
yet.
Oh,
okay.
Yet, so
there may be some James
there
Last.
There may be some James Last. There may be an Anna Mascaro, too, you know. You can't have a record. You can't be in Manitoba selling records and not selling James Last and Nana.
Yeah.
Come on. Anyway, come check it out. Lots of cool stuff. Bring your pockets full of cash.
Yeah.
Big wad. And we won't have bags, so bring your own.
Yes.
Sorry, that sounded rude, hey? It's true, though. Anything else we want to discuss?
Marty's playing tonight at the Goodwill.
That's right. River City Soul
Club.
River City Soul Club.
Organization.
River City Soul Club Organization.
I've got a sticker in my wallet, so I'll get the exact name. Hang on.
Ooh, stickers.
I'm unzipping my wallet.
Yes.
It is the Red River City Soul Club.
Yay!
Red River City Soul
Club. So we had it right. But yeah, he's out
at Goodwill.
The Goodwill. He's spit in some great soul on 45.
Yeah.
So go say hi.
Yeah. And our show sponsor is at the graffiti thing.
Oh, Vintage Vinyl.
Yeah. Vintage Vinyl.
Brett, who used to do... he used to go under the name Kinetic.
Yeah.
He's at Graffiti Gallery tonight.
Yep.
Cool, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Vintage I saw that on his Instagram story.
You're like, oh shit. Yeah. So. Anyway, shout out to Vintage Vinyl. He is putting out some crazy good stuff over the next few days. So
go check it out.
Go check it out.
If you have money, like unlike us.
Yeah, all our money's being funneled right now.
Yep.
We're going to be house poor for a little bit. So
house poor.
So, okay, let's get into music.
Yeah, let's play some more music here.
Music.
This is by a group with the best name ever.
Swamp Dog?
Swamp Dog!
Swamp Dog.
This sounds great. I love it. So this is a track called Synthetic World on Punks in Parkas.
Hey, you! I'm up from the bayou. Where wildlife runs free.
you what I see. Your world is plastic, can see through to the other side. Your cities are made of wood, antiques are what you got inside. Houses are paper, but folks don't hear a word you say. Friendships like acid, it burns as it slides away. So you see, my patience is growing thin. With this synthetic world we're living in, the word imitation only leaves across the nation. What's real has become a freak. Someone's trying to make me weak. Strange initials to keep me blind. Psychedelic music to blow my mind. So you see, my patience is growing thin. With this synthetic world we're living in, spread it through the air, add a clear spray, making people die every day. And now I find I'm out of place. If I only have one face, all my friends have more than two. No longer must you be you. They found out how to transplant, maybe has replaced cancer. You see, my patience is growing thin.
With the seed before that, El Rego with Feeling You Got, Holy High, But This Is My Story, Willie Mitchell with Groovin', Hugh Macasella with Riot, and started off with Swamp Dog, Synthetic World.
Holy moly.
All right, we're done.
Yep.
Yeah. See you guys next week. Take care. This is the incredible Baby Huey.
Yeah, Huey.
Woo! With a fantastic cover of California Dreamin'. Catch you next week.
Bye.